استغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، so we continue inshallah with our study of the book Al-Ubudiyya by Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and we get to the place where he was discussing or criticizing and warning against the actions of some of the of those who practice Wahdat al-Wujud, who believe in the unity of existence, and who make the Creator and the created ones one and the same. So we said that this is a great form of kufr, a great form of disbelief, and that this is worse than the kufr of some of the people that nobody differs about their disbelief, even though they are sometimes not sure about disbelief of those who claim that they are Muslims, like Ibn Arabi and Ibn Sabin and people like those. So he says, والنصارى النصارى إنما كفرهم الله بأن قالوا بالحلول واتحاد الرب بالمسيح خاصة. The Christians, Allah has considered them disbelievers because they claimed al-hulul, what we called al-hulul last time, that he said that Allah comes into some of his creatures. What word we used for that? Manifestation? I don't know. Yeah, we probably use
pantheism.
No, that they say Allah comes into some of his creatures.
The spark of divineness in every person.
Yeah.
Pantheism.
Pantheism? Okay, maybe that's what it is. Al-Hulul. وَاتِّحَادُ الرَّبِّ بِالْمَسِيحِ خَاصَةً. Especially they said that the Lord united with Jesus especially. That's for the Christians. فَكَيْفَ مَنْ جَعَلَ ذَلِكَ عَامًا فِي كُلِّ مَخْلُوقٍ. So how about the one who makes that applicable to every creature? That is, he makes Allah unify with everything that he created. وَيَعْلَمُونَ مَعَ ذَلِكَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ بِطَاعَتِهِ وَطَاعَةِ رَسُولِهِ وَنَهَى عَنْ مَعْصِيَتِهِ وَمَعْصِيَةِ رَسُولِهِ. Those people that they claim such things, they understand, they know that Allah has commanded to obey him and obey his messenger, and has prohibited disobeying him and disobeying his messenger. وَأَنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. And that he doesn't like corruption, and that he does not accept disbelief for his servants. وَأَنَّ عَلَى الْخَلْقِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهُ فَيُطِيعُوا أَمْرَهُ وَيَسْتَعِينُوا بِهِ عَلَى كُلِّ ذَلِكِ. And that his creation are required to obey him and obey his commands, to worship him and obey his commands, and to ask him or seek his help in performing that. كما قال في فاتحة الكتاب إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, as he said in the beginning or the Fatiha of the book, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, it is you that we worship and it is you that we seek the help from. ومن عبادته وطاعته الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر بحسب الإمكان. And of worshipping him and obeying him, that is what comes under that, is to command what is good and to forbid what is wrong according to the ability, بحسب الإمكان. والجهاد في سبيله لأهل الكفر والنفاق, and to fight in his for his cause against the people of disbelief and hypocrisy. فيجتهدون في إقامة دينه, so those who fulfill that would strive in establishing his deen. مستعينين به, seeking by that in that his help. دافعين مزيلين بذلك ما قدر من السيئات, and by doing that they push away, they remove whatever is possible of and whatever has been decreed of evil things. دافعين بذلك ما قد يخاف من ذلك, removing also what could be feared of that, that is what could be feared to cause harm. كما يزيل الإنسان الجوع الحاضر بالأكل, which means, you know, they do two things: they stop the evil and there's the cure and there's the prevention. Okay, so that's what they do. كما يزيل الإنسان الجوع الحاضر بالأكل, like a human being would remove the current hunger by eating, ويدفع به الجوع المستقبل, and also by eating he stops the future hunger, that is by eating he would not be hungry for a while. So it's not only that he stops hunger right now, but it stops also the future hunger. وكذلك إذا آن أوان البرد دفعه باللباس, similarly when it is time of cold, when it is the cold season, he prevents or protects against cold with clothing. وكذلك كل مطلوب يدفع به مكروه, similarly every required thing is used to prevent a hated thing or a harmful thing. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله أرأيت أدوية نتداوى بها ورقا نسترقي بها وتقاتل نتقي بها, هل ترد من قدر الله شيئا؟ قال هي من قدر الله, قال هي من قدر الله, which means they asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, oh Allah's messenger, how about medicines that we use to, you know, that we take, and ruqa nastarqi biha, and also ruqya, which is a form of dua that we use also to treat ourselves. وَتُقَاتَلْ نَتَّقِي بِهَا, and also things that we do to protect ourselves from harm or from danger. هَلْ تَرُدُّ مُنْ قَدَرِ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, does any of those stop or prevent the qadr of Allah? Does they stop the decree or the fate of Allah? He said هِيَ مُنْ قَدَرِ اللَّهِ, he said they are, all of these are part of the decree of Allah. This hadith is actually ضعيف, this hadith is weak, as Ali al-Halabi says and as Sheikh Albani also says. Yeah, hold on. With our discussion of Al-Abudiyya, so what we were saying is that in regard to the hadith that recorded by Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah and others, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about medicines and ruqya, supplications and things to protect from or to treat themselves, that people used to treat themselves. هَلْ تَرُدُّ مُنْ قَدَرِ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا? Would they prevent any of the qadr, the decree of Allah? قَالَ هِيَ مُنْ قَدَرِ اللَّهِ. He said, this is part of the decree of Allah. This hadith is not authentic. It's not authentic. And also the hadith that we mentioned probably a couple of weeks ago, which is إن الدعاء والبلاء ليلتقيان فيعتلجان بين السماء والأرض, which means the dua, the supplication and the affliction meet together, which means if affliction is being decreed and it's coming down to hit somebody, and then he says dua, he makes supplication, supplication goes up, so they meet together and between the heavens and the earth, and they keep fighting with each other, so which means the dua stops the qada or the bala. إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ وَالْبَلَاءَ لَيَلْتَقِيَانِ فَيَعْتَلِجَانِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This hadith is also da'if, and it doesn't mean that the meaning is wrong, because we have discussed in depth the meaning of the statement by Abdul Qadir Jilani, نَزَعْتُ أَقْدَارَ الْحَقِّ بِالْحَقِّ لِلْحَقِّ, which means I have struggled against the decrees of Al-Haqq by Al-Haqq, which means by the help of Al-Haqq, the help of Allah, lil-Haqq, for the sake or the pleasure of Al-Haqq, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is correct. This meaning, as we discussed, is correct. And actually, this is what is required from every believer, that he does not submit to his situation and say, this is how Allah has made me, this is what He wanted from me, therefore I should not do anything to change my condition. No, he should struggle, he should work hard to improve, to command good and forbid evil. And we are still actually in the aftermath of the discussion, of that previous discussion of two meetings ago. But these two ahadith are not authentic. There is an authentic hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ was asked if it's permitted to treat, for one to treat himself with medicine or with any kind of treatment, and he permitted, rather he said tadawo, he commanded that you should go ahead and treat yourselves. So this shows that one should use the means to remove any hardship or any harm that he is subjected to, whether that harm is in his material or physical being, or whether it is in his has to do with the acts of disobedience in himself or in other people. So he says, فهذا حال المؤمنين بالله ورسوله العابدين لله وكل ذلك من العبادة, which means this is the situation of the believers in Allah and His Messenger, those who worship Allah, and all of that is part of the worship, which means all of that to command good and to forbid evil, to strive in the way of Allah. As he said earlier, الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر بحسب الإمكان والجهاد في سبيله لأهل الكفر والنفاق فيجتهدون في إقامة دينه, so they strive to establish his deen and so on. So this is the situation of the believers. وهؤلاء الذين يشهدون الحقيقة الكونية وهي ربوبيته تعالى لكل شيء ويجعلون ذلك مانعا من اتباع أمره الديني الشرعي على مراتب في الضلال. But as for those who testify to the kawni reality, kawni reality, as we said, or kawni truth, means that he is the one who created things. He is the one who told things to be kun fayakun, and it was. So that's kauni. He told them to kun. From he made them exist. So he told them to exist, and they were. That is kauni. So the existence, the reality of the existence, you can call it, those who testify to this, which is his rububiyyah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for everything. That is, he is the Lord of everything. Which means they say Allah is our creator, Allah is our sustainer, Allah is the one who gives us food and so on. He is also the one who causes harm and destruction and so on, which is all part of the creation of the kaun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who testify to this reality or truth of existence or the natural reality, وَهِيَ رُوبِيَّةُ تَعَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَجَعَلُونَ ذَلِكَ مَانِعًا مِنَ اتِّبَاعِ مِدِينٍ. But they stop here, which means they make this understanding, they make it or understand or believe that it prevents from his dini, his religious and shara'i command, which means they say, since Allah, we said this, we discussed this, I mean, this is just now a repetition, that they say, since Allah is the creator of everything, he created, he made me, for example, disobedient. Therefore, I have nothing to do with it. Actually, by being disobedient, I am obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. I am doing what he wants me to do. And by Iblis being disobedient, he is doing what Allah wants him to be. So some of them get to the point of saying that Iblis is one of the most submitting servants of Allah, because he did exactly what Allah wants him to do. Whereas people who try to change the qadr of Allah, these are not as good. So this is great ignorance that such people do, that they believe or they testify to the haqiqa al-kawniyya, the reality of the existence, but, or the truth of existence, if you want to call it, which is that he is the Lord of everything, but they make that a prevention from their following his religious command. So they use that as a justification not to follow his religious command. Those people, he says, they are at various levels of misguidance. People who think like that are at various level of misguidance. فَغُلَاتُهُمْ يَجْعَلُونَ ذَلِكَ مُطْلَقًا عَامًّا. The extreme among them, they make that a general rule. They make that a general absolute rule. فَيَحْتَجُّونَ بِالْقَدَرِ فِي كُلِّ مَا يُخَالِفُونَ فِيهِ الشَّرِيَةَ. So they justify their disobedience of the commands of Allah. They justify that by qadar always. Whenever they disobey Allah, they say, this is what Allah wants, this is what Allah decreed. وَقَوْلُ هَؤُلَاءِ شَرٌّ مِنْ قَوْلِ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى. And the statement of these people, or their understanding, this understanding, is worse than that of the Christians and the Jews. وَهُوَ مِنْ جِنْسِ قَوْلِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا آبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And their position is like that of the mushrikeen, of the pagans, who claimed, if Allah willed, you can find this now in the book, easy. So this came before and then it came after. So probably it's in that part. لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا آبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. If Allah willed, we would not have joint partners with him, nor would we have prohibited anything without his permission. That is what they claim, that it is by Allah's command. That is what they claim, lyingly, of course. وَقَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ الرَّحْمَنُ مَا عَبَدْنَاهُمْ. And they say about the idols that they worship, لَوْ شَاءَ الرَّحْمَنُ مَا عَبَدْنَاهُمْ. Had the All-Merciful willed, we would not have worshipped them. So this is what the mushrikeen say, and those Qadariya of this Ummah, of the Ummah of Islam, who claim that they are Muslims, they are worse than them, he says. Because they attribute any sin they make, they commit to Allah. They say, Allah decreed this on us, we have no hand in changing it. وَهَوْلَاءِ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ تَنَاقُضًا. And those are among the most contradictory people on earth. Why? بَلْ كُلُّ مَنْ احْتَجَّ بِالْقَدَرِ فَإِنَّهُ مُتَنَاقِضٌ. Rather, everyone who justifies his actions by al-qadr, who takes al-qadr as an excuse for doing wrong things, he is contradictory in that. فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ لَا يُمْكِنُ أَن يُقَرَّ كُلُّ آدَمِيٍ عَلَى مَا فَعَلْ. Because it is not possible that every human being will be excused for what he did, or would be accepted. What he did would be accepted, what he does would be accepted from him. فَلَا بُدَّ إِذَا ظَلَمَهُ ظَالِمٌ أَوْ ظَلَمَ النَّاسَ ظَالِمٌ وَسَعَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِالْفَسَادِ وَأَخَذَ يَسْفِكُ دِمَاءَ النَّاسِ وَيَسْتَحِلُّ الْفُرُوجِ وَيُهْلِكُ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلِ وَنَحْوُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الضَّرَرِ الَّتِي لَا قِوَامَ لِلنَّاسِ بِهَا أَنْ يَدْفَعَ هَذَا الْقَدَرِ. Because if an oppressor oppresses him, if an oppressor oppresses a person, one of these people who justify their wrongdoings with al-qadr, with the decree, if an oppressor oppresses them, or an oppressor oppresses other people, and he started causing corruption on earth, and starts shedding the blood of people, and making the honors of women permissible to him, or to his party, to his soldiers, and so on, and he destroys the plantation and the children of people, and other similar kinds of harm and corruption that people would not allow or accept. If some oppressor or oppressors do that, like what we hear about what's happening in Kosovo. So when we hear the oppression that these people are being subjected to, then the person who hears about that, if he is involved in it or not, he would try to remove this kind of oppression. لابد له أن يدفع هذا القدر وأن يعاقب الظالم بما يكف عدوانه وعدوان أمثاله. And also to punish the oppressor in a way that would stop his transgression and the transgression of those like him. فيقال له, so he would be told, إن كان القدر حجة فدع كل أحد يفعل ما يشاء بك وبغيرك. If al-qadr, the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, is truly a hujjah, an evidence that you can use to justify your wrongdoings, then let everyone do whatever he wants to you and to others. Don't object to anything that they do. وإن لم يكن حجة بطل أصل قولك. And if you say it is not an evidence for what you say, you do, then your position or your opinion is totally invalid. Inna al-qadara hujjadat, the decree is an evidence by itself. Did you find it or not? Like, so if you just follow with us, so that if we, find it hard to translate some parts, you can help with that, inshallah. وَأَصْحَابُ هَذَا الْقَوْلِ الَّذِينَ يَحْتَجُّونَ بِالْحَقِيقَةِ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ لَا يُطَرِّدُونَ هَذَا الْقَوْلِ وَلَا يَلْتَزِمُونَ. And the people of this position, of this opinion, who rely on the haqiqa al-kawniyya. How do they translate it there, by the way?
Universal truth.
Yeah, it's the truth of existence is better, probably. Those who use that as an evidence, that is, they say, as we said, for those who came late, that they say, we believe that everything is created by Allah, but they say that even our sins are His creation, which is in a sense true, but therefore we should not object to them, and we should live with it. We should continue to be sinful and do wrong. So those who take this, justify their actions like that. لا يطردون هذا القول ولا يلتزمون. They do not. They are not consistent in their position. They do not hold the same position or opinion in all of their affairs. وإنما هم يتبعون آراءهم وأهواءهم. Rather, they follow their own opinions and their own desires. As some of the scholars said, كما قال في بعض العلماء, أنت عند الطاعة قدري وعند المعصية جبري. You in situations of ta'a, in situations of obedience to Allah, you claim that you are qadari, or you take the position of qadari, which means you say that there is no decree, I have done it by myself. When you do an act, a good thing, you say I've done it by myself, I was not selectively or independently, there is no power of Allah over me, which is al-qadariya. What they do, they totally reject al-qadr. Al-jabriya are the opposite. The opposite. They say that we are obliged, forced to do everything, even the sins. So when they do something good, they say they take the position of al-qadariya, and when they commit a sin, they are jabriya, which means they say we have been forced to do it, we have no hand in it. أي مذهب وافق هواك تمذهبت به. So whichever position agrees with your desire, you take it, you hold it. He says here, Sheikh Al-Halabi says in commentary to this statement, he says, وَهَكَذَا فِي مَسَائِ الْفِقْهِ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْمَشَيْخِ. He says many of the so-called scholars do something like that in matters of fiqh, in matters of fiqh. وأشباه المتعلمين وأنصاف المتثقفين حتى المتفقهة العصرانيين. And also those who are half learned or half educated. Even our the mashayikh of our contemporary times, many of them. نرى هؤلاء جميعا لا يستقرون على قول. We find that many of those, they do not have any stable or fixed position or opinion. ولا يقرون على قاعدة. And they do not remain stable on one basis. اليوم يأخذون فقه المذهب وغدا يتركونه إلى العمل بالدليل. So one day they follow the fiqh issues or regulations of their madhab or a certain madhab. Tomorrow they will leave that to follow the evidence. So they say, no, now today we have to follow the evidence, and the evidence is such and such, so we have to follow it. وفي اليوم الثالث يتبعون هوى العامة. And on the third day they follow the desires of the common people. فلا قوة إلا بالله. So but there is indeed no might but from Allah or with Allah. An important example of those, and normally we should, you know, try to avoid mentioning names, but because this name is so common and his harm is so widespread in our time, is somebody like Qaradawi, for example. So Sheikh Qaradawi is so famous in our time, and he has so many followers, but he does things like that. Like, you know, sometimes he gives fatawa without evidence, or using the weaker of the evidences. And sometimes he follows the evidence, and sometimes he gives a fatwa that pleases the common people, like his fatawa regarding mortgages and things like that, and music and pictures and many, many other fatawa. ومنهم okay, now he mentioned the most extreme, as we said, who justify their actions by the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal in everything that in an absolute way, always, in everything that in which they disobey the teachings of Islam. ومنهم صنف يدعون التحقيق والمعرفة فيزعمون أن الأمر والنهي لازم لمن شهد لنفسه فعلا وأثبت له صنع. أما من شهد أن أفعاله مخلوقة أو أنه مجبور على ذلك وأن الله هو المتصرف فيه كما يحرك سائر المتحركات فإنه يرتفع عنه الأمر والنهي والوعد والوعيد. So the second type of those are the ones who claim that they have the ability of tahqiq, of discerning what is right from what is wrong, and ma'rifah, and knowledge above the common people. These are usually the extreme or among the extreme Sufis. So they claim that the al-amr wal-nahi, the commands and the prohibitions, لازمٌ لمن شهد لنفسه فعلا, are required from the person who this is a little hard now to, you know, who think or understand or realize that they have actions personally, their actions hold, or they have that their actions, they believe that their actions are how does he say that
they pretend that the commanding and forbidding ought to be only for him who witnesses for himself certain deeds.
No, that's not true. They admit that they have deeds by themselves, okay? So independent deeds, that is, which do not have to do with... You'll understand this when you compare it to the other thing that he mentioned. وَأَثْبَتَ لَهُ صَانِعًا, and he admits that there is a creator for him, for himself. أَمَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ أَنَّ أَفْعَالَهُ مَخْلُوقًا, but as for the one who testifies that his deeds are created, أو أنه مجبور على ذلك, or that he is obliged to do whatever he is doing, وأن الله هو المتصرف فيه كما يحرك سائر المتحركات, and that Allah has control in him, on him, like he controls anything that moves. فإنه يرتفع عنه الأمر والنهي. So when a person is in a situation where he believes in al-haqiqa al-kawniya that we talked about earlier, that everything is under full control of Allah Azza wa Jal, and therefore, which as I said, it has some reality in it, but it is not the way that they say it. If he believes like that, and he says, therefore I am forced to do whatever I do, whatever sins I commit, and so on, so such a person is at such a high level that يرتفع عنه الأمر والنهي والوعد والوعيد, that the command and the prohibition do not apply to him anymore, or the wa'd and wa'id, or the promises for reward, that is, or the warnings of punishment. All of this does not apply to him anymore because he knows the reality according to them. But as for the first kind of people who are lower level, they think that they can do things independently. They have a choice in what they do, and that Allah is the maker, but also they have a choice in it. Therefore, they are still not as advanced in knowledge as themselves. So these poor people, they are required to abide by the teachings of the deen. But as for themselves, they are not. So that's really what it means. This is what the whole paragraph is about. وَقَدْ يَقُولُونَ مَنْ شَهِدَ الْإِرَادَةَ سَقَطَ عَنْهُ التَّكْلِيفِ, and they may say also, like in another way they would say it, deviance that they say, that they believe in, they say, مَنْ شَهِدَ الْإِرَادَةَ سَقَطَ عَنْهُ التَّكْلِيفِ, whoever witnesses the irada of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which means whoever admits to the irada, to the full will of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to the unrestricted will, then taklif, which means the requirements, drop from him. He is not required to abide by that anymore. وَيَزْعُمُ أَحَدُهُمْ أَنَّ الْخَضِرَ سَقَطَ عَنْهُ التَّكْلِيفُ لِشُهُودِهِ الْإِرَادَةِ, so they say that this is true about Al-Khadir, that he was not required to abide by the commands of Allah because he has witnessed the irada of Allah, the full meaning of the prevalence of Allah's decree over things. And you know, this is a great atrocity to say or attribute or mention about Al-Khadr alayhi salam, because Al-Khadr was just fulfilling a command of Allah, and he said that by himself at the end of the story mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي, I have not done this by my own wish or desire, it is only a fulfillment of the command of Allah. But Allah has commanded him with things that may appear to some people to be unusual, or the obligations he commanded him to fulfill are different from what he commands other people. So that doesn't mean, like, you know, when Allah commands the angel of his angels, the angels of the say the clouds, the thunder, and there is an authentic hadith which says that thunder is an angel from Allah Azza wa Jal, with which he hits whomever he wills of his creatures. So when he commands the thunder and the lightning to strike someplace, when he commands the lightning to strike someplace and kill people, can we say that lightning is disobeying Allah or doing something that is irrational? It is with Allah's will and with Allah's full wisdom. But we cannot say that a Muslim is, and this lightning may go and hit some Muslims and they would die. This still will be within, by the wisdom, there is a wisdom behind this, and Allah has a reason for doing that. Now, on the other hand, a Muslim may not go and do that. A follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot go and kill Muslims and say, I have been commanded to do that by the decree of Allah, I could not help it because I was forced to do it, I was obliged to do it, I was directed by the will of Allah to do it. But a person like Al-Khadr did things like he killed the little boy, and that was by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So his action was like the action of the angel of lightning, that he killed those who may appear to be innocent people, but that was not without wisdom. This was not without a wisdom, but Al-Khadr was not following by that the Sharia, the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was following direct revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal, just like the angel of lightning follows a direct command from Allah subhanahu wa taala. Okay, so you have to understand this, that it is a big mistake to assume or think that Al-Khadr was doing whatever he wanted, wrong or right, because he is not required, he was not responsible anymore. No, he was responsible, but his responsibility was different from the responsibility of other people, and his revelation, his message was different from the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we cannot take him as an example, because we are the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we do not have revelation and inspiration coming to us directly to tell us what to do contrary to what the final message is. So back to this, فَهَؤُلَاءِ لَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بَيْنَ الْعَامَّةِ وَالْخَاصَّةِ الَّذِينَ شَهِدُوا الْحَقِيقَةَ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ فَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَالِقُ أَفْعَالِ الْعِبَادِ وَأَنَّهُ يُدَبِّرُ جَمِيعَ الْكَائِنَاتِ. So these people do not differentiate between the common people and the elite, you can call them, or the special people who have understood this reality or truth of existence, which means whoever understands this reality, he is of high esteem and high status to them. فَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلِقُ أَفْعَالِ الْعِبَادِ, those who believe that Allah is the creator of the actions of the servants, وَأَنَّهُ يُدَبِّرُ جَمِيعَ الْكَائِنَاتِ, and that he is the one who takes charge of the affairs of all the created things. سلام الله. وَقَدْ يُفَرِّقُونَ بَيْنَ مَنْ يَعْلَمُ ذَلِكَ عِلْمًا وَبَيْنَ مَنْ يَرَاهُ شُهُودًا, They may differentiate between those who know that by knowledge, which means like you say in our today's expression, in an abstract way. An abstract way they know this. And somebody who actually lives it. وَمَنْ يَشْهَدُ ذَلِكَ شُهُودًا. And somebody who really lives that. So they say that some people really witness this. They are living in the medium of witnessing how and seeing, observing how Allah makes them do what is right, and also He makes them do what is wrong, and things like that. فَلَا يَسْقِطُونَ التَّكْلِيفَ عَمَّنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِذَلِكَ وَيَعْلَمُهُ فَقَطْ وَلَكِنْ يَسْقِطُونَهُ عَمَّنْ يَشْهَدُ. So some of them, they only say that takleef, that the obligations of the deen drop from the one who has lived truly in this meaning, in this knowledge. فَلَا يَرَى لِنَفْسِهِ فَعْلًا أَصْلًا. The one who does not consider that he has any actions of his own. The one that who, whatever he does, he says, I didn't do it. Whatever you do, you say, it is not from me, it is from Allah. So the people who get to this point are, very deviant, as you can see, and very contradictory, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah has explained. وهؤلاء لا يجعلون الجبر وإثبات القدر مانع من التكليف على هذا الوجه. And such people, they do not believe that being obliged to do things and believing in the truth of Al-Qadr, in the confirming or affirming that the decree is true, they do not consider that capable of preventing them from being responsible, or whoever believes in that, that does not prevent him from being responsible for his deeds, which means, we already explained it actually, that the mere knowledge does not benefit, they say, until you live that, until you are you reach the esteem and the level of being so close so that the obligation drops from you. وَقَدْ وَقَعَ فِي هَذَا طَوَائِفٌ مِنَ الْمُنْتَسِبِينَ إِلَى التَّحْقِيقِ وَالْمَعْرِفَةِ وَالتَّوْحِيدِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And some groups who claim that they have the level of تحقيق, discerning, والمعرفة, and knowledge, and توحيد, and unifying, fell into this. And as I said before, that these are terms from Sufi terms, actually. So people, Ahl al-Tahqiq, Maqsood, they mean by discerning the people who have reached a level above the level of the common people in being able to discern the realities of the universe. And same for Ma'rifah. So if you go to the original texts of Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah, you'll not find these terms. These terms were introduced in the later ages by the Sufis, tahqiq and ma'rifah, and even tawheed. Tawheed, when we talk about tawheed in our time, we mean tawheed most commonly it says tawheed al-ubudiyya, tawheed al-uluhiyya, tawheed al-asma' al-sifat, something like that. To believe in Allah Azza wa Jal as being the only creator, the only lord of everything, and also the only one who deserves to be worshipped, and to believe in his attributes or qualities in the correct way. That is what we understand by Tawheed. But when they talk about Tawheed there, they mean something quite different. And it may get to what we were describing earlier, either that could go to the degree of Wahdat al-Wujud. That, what was the word that he told us earlier?
Pantheism,
yeah, that's the word. That they say that they unify the creator with the creature. They say that it's all one, there is no difference between them.
Did this come from Hindu belief from?
Yes,
maybe.
Hindus.
Many philosophies. It's various philosophies. As you see, when we discussed it, it unfolds itself as being a logical, philosophical approach for those who miss a very important aspect of the correct belief. وسبب ذلك أنه ضاق نطاقهم, and the reason that they fall into this deviance is that أنه ضاق نطاقهم عن كون العبد يؤمر بما يقدر عليه خلافه, that their mind was could not take it. How could the abd, the servant, be commanded by something and at the same time something else is decreed for him? How could it be? Which means, like, if I am commanded, for example, to obey Allah Azza wa Jal in certain matter, and I disobey him, how could that be? I was commanded to obey, but I disobeyed. So to them, it is either that I am forced to disobey, and therefore the command is to disobey, and by disobeying, I am actually being most obedient, or there is something they don't understand. So they could not ضاق نطاقهم, so they could not encompass this meaning. كما ضاق نطاق المعتزلة ونحوهم من القدرية عن ذلك, similar to how المعتزلة and people like them have been unable to understand that, and نحوهم من القدرية and people like them of القدرية. ثم المعتزلة, I'm sorry, now we are getting into more and more technical things. ثم المعتزلة أثبتت الأمر والنهي الشرعيين دون القضاء والقدر الذي هو إرادة الله العامة وخلقه لأفعال العباد. Then, as for المعتزلة, they admitted to, or they agreed to, or they accepted that there is command, شرعي command and prohibition, which means they believe that the commanding and the prohibition of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Shara are there, they hold دون القضاء والقدر, but they rejected to believe in القضاء and القدر, the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal الذي هو إرادة الله العامة وخلقه لأفعال العباد, which is Allah's general decree, cosmological or universal, Allah's universal will and His creation of the deeds of the ibad, of the servants, that Allah is the creator of the deeds of the servants. So inshallah I'll try to summarize, even though we are not saying anything new now, we are just repeating things but in a new way that may appear to be harder. وَهَؤُلَاءِ أَثْبَتُوا الْقَضَاءَ وَالْقَدَرَ, and those have confirmed to or accepted that there is qada and qadar, which means al-qadariyya, that's another group. They accepted al-qada and al-qadar, وَنَفَوُ الْأَمْرُ وَالنَّهِ, but they rejected that there is command and prohibition في حق من شهد القدر, in regard to the one. No, these are actually the Jabriya. Also it applies to the Sufi that we are describing. And they refused to, or rejected or denied that there is commanding and prohibition in regard to the one who witnesses or testifies to or realizes al-qadr. إِذْ لَمْ يُمْكِنُهُمْ نَفْيُ ذَلِكَ مُطْلَقًا, because they could not totally deny it, so they denied it in a limited way. That if a person rises to the level where he can realize, see and understand shuhudia, that in that case he becomes then he does not have to do anything, that the obligations and requirements are not applicable to him anymore. وهؤلاء يجعلون الأمر والنهي للمحجوبين الذين لم يشهدوا الحقيقة الكونية, and therefore they say that the command and prohibition applies only to those poor guys who have been curtained from, or what mahjubin? Veiled from witnessing this reality of the creation or of existence. ولهذا يجعلون من وصل إلى شهود هذه الحقيقة يسقط عنه الأمر والنهي, and that's why they make whoever, or they say, claim that whoever reaches to this, to understanding this reality or witnessing this reality, that to him, for him, the commanding and the prohibition drop off. ويقولون إنه صار من الخاصة, and they say that he becomes by that of the elite, the special people. وربما تأولوا على ذلك قوله تعالى واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. And some of them would misinterpret by that, in that regard, Allah's statement واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين, and worship your Lord until the certitude reaches you. فاليقين عندهم هو معرفة هذه الحقيقة. Certitude to them is to know this reality.
Yeah. Like illusion or religion of the world, material world.
Right.
And you meditate until you discover, like you become one with the.
Exactly.
Yeah. In different ways.
And where we know that yaqeen, certitude here means death. Continue to worship your Lord until death comes to you. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وقول هؤلاء كفر صريح, and this statement is a plain statement of disbelief, of kufr. Stop quickly, inshallah. Then. Okay. Let me be able to stop, inshallah, at a suitable place very soon. وقول هؤلاء كفر صريح, and the statement of those or their opinion, their belief, is a clear kufr. وأن وقع في طوائف لم يعلموا أنه كفر, even though many people have fallen into it without realizing that it is disbelief. فإنه قد علم بالاضطرار من دين الإسلام أن الأمر والنهي لازمان لكل عبد, because it is well known from the بالاضطرار, which means it's clearly known, it should be clearly known from the religion of Islam, that the command and the prohibition are required, or which means the obligations are required from every person, لكل عبد ما دام عقله حاضرا, as long as his mind is present, إلى أن يموت, until he dies, لا يسقطان عنه لا بشهوده القدر ولا بغير ذلك. They do not drop from him, the obligation does not drop from him, neither by witnessing القدر nor by anything else. فمن لم يعرف ذلك عرفه وبين له. Whoever does not understand this, this is an important statement from Ibn Taymiyyah. Whoever does not know that, عرفه وبين له, he should be made to know it. It should be explained to him and clarified. فإن أصر على اعتقاد سقوط الأمر والنهي فإنه يقتل. And if he insists on believing that the obligations of commands and prohibitions drop from him or from others, فإنه يقتل, then he should be killed. And this is, of course, because this is a clear kufr in the Islamic rule. And this is an important statement that Ibn Taymiyyah gives, because he tells that you cannot just go ahead and to the Muslim government, to anyone who says statements of kufr, and kill them without first clarifying to them and telling them, making it clear that this is kufr, and then if they insist on that, then they would be liable for this punishment. So inshallah we stop here and continue from this place next time, inshallah. Subhanaka wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu.
So most of these guys are the Sufi, right?
Not only. I mean, they are two extremes, like the pendulum, you know. Sufis go to one side with the Qadariyya, with the Jabriyya, and the Mu'tazila Qadariyya, they go to the other extreme. So
the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Think of a river that is by the door of your house." And that every time you leave your house, you take a dip into it. You take a bath in this river. Would that allow any dirt to stick to your bodies after that? If you take 5 baths every day, would that leave any dirt on your body? And the answer was no. He said, and thus are the 5 prayers. They remove the sins from the hearts. So that if the person performs them one after the other throughout the day, they remove the sins from the body, from the heart. And as he said, you burn yourselves, that is, you burn yourselves with sins, which is something which we do, as you know. As all of you have agreed, it seems, when I said earlier, whoever does not agree, let him leave. So all of you agree that we commit lots of sins. We burn ourselves, as the hadith describes it. We keep burning ourselves by sins. But when we pray the Fajr prayer, it washes away our sins. Which means we became intact. And then we commit more sins. And then when we perform the next prayer, we are intact again. And so on, until the Isha prayer. And then it also washes away the sins. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, and then you go to sleep without any sins on you. So this is the importance, the virtue, the merit of the prayers. They have great benefit for us if we only make use of them. If we do them in the proper way. This benefit is for the prayer which is performed properly. ففي هذه الأحاديث أن الصلاة لها فائدة عظيمة لنا فهي تمحو فبها نمحو خطايانا وهي قريبة المنال منا كما قال الشاعر العيس في البيداء يقتلها الظما والماء فوق ظهورها محمول. A poet once said, what means that the camels, sometimes you find that the camels in the desert are dying of thirst at the time when water is only on their back. They are carrying it on their backs, but they cannot reach it. And this is true about us. We are dying from the effect of sins. We are dying to find a way to clear our sins. But the way is very close to us. The prayer is so close to us. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لبلال أرحنا بها يا بلال أرحنا بها يا بلال ففي الصلاة راحة وفي الصلاة طمأنينة وفي الصلاة تقرب إلى المولى سبحانه وتعالى بها محو للخطايا وفيها رفع للدرجات. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to tell Bilal, oh Bilal, give us some pleasure or some serenity with prayer, because prayer reduces the ailments of the heart, it raises the ranks, it removes the sins, it brings the person closer to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. فإذا كان الأمر كذلك فلا بد لنا من أن نحرص على أن نأتي الصلاة بالشكل الذي يزيد ويعظم الفائدة منها وذلك كما قلت آنفا بأن تكون بالخشوع والإنابة إلى الله والإخلاص التام له لا رياء ولا سمعة بل تقربا إلى الله عز وجل وحده ثم أن تكون وفق سنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. If it is so, if this is the great importance of prayer, then we have to make sure that we perform it in the proper way to maximize the benefit of it. And that is by doing it with full sincerity, with full submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and according to the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنَحْنُ نَرَى فِي أَنفُسِنَا وَفِي غَيْرِنَا الْبُعْدَ الْكَثِيرِ عَنْ هَذِهِ الْمَعَانِي الْمُهِمَّةِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَنَجِدُ أَحَدَنَا يأتي الصلاة وقلبه منشغل بأمور الدنيا وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا صلاة مودع. صلوا صلاة من هو موقن بالموت. صلاة من يستشعر أن هذه آخر صلاة له. We come to the prayer, we find ourselves and others coming to the prayer. Brothers, can you come closer to each other to leave some space for the people in the back? We find ourselves coming to the prayers with our hearts somewhere else, turning away from Allah Azza wa Jal. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed us to pray the prayer of somebody who is saying farewell to this world, a person who feels and believes that this is his last prayer and that he is going to die immediately after, during or after this prayer. That makes the person forget completely about this life. Because as you know, and I have personal experience with this, there is a close relative of mine that used to